My career began with a lie that I told the Gilmore Girls. When you work in the entertainment industry and in Hollywood, a lot of really terrible, awful, confusing things happen all the time. And every once in a while, something magical will happen. And it's one of those things that you're always clinging to, you know, like vines that you're swinging from tree to tree through a forest of just garbage. Those magic moments are what keep you going. It's like a bad relationship, just because you guys are screaming and crying and hate each other, that shooting star means that we should be together. My career, I was like 18, and I moved to LA, the city. I'm from the suburbs, so it was only like a 20-minute drive. But I moved to the city, and I decided for some reason that I was going to try to be an actor. I was doing improv all over LA, and I got a commercial agent, and I started auditioning for commercials. But the problem was I couldn't book one because I was terrible in auditions. Because while I was auditioning, I was constantly thinking that I don't belong here. I'm trying to fool these people and it's not working. They know that I should not be a part of this world. They know that. I mean, look at me. I'm this tall, goofy looking, fat kid to chubby adult guy. And I don't belong on television or in movies. And they know that, these commercial casting people. And I couldn't book anything, and it was very frustrating. And I was auditioning for commercials in the daytime, and at night I was doing odd jobs I found on Craigslist, and I was so broke. And then one day when I was 20, I got a call from the Gilmore Girls to audition for a co-star role. Now, if you don't know what a co-star is, any line on a TV show that's five lines and under is a co-star role. The part I was auditioning for was two lines, and I was so, so excited. The way I got the audition was me and some friends that did improv together, we took all of our headshots, paper headshots, this was way back in the day, and we stuck our headshots and resume into manila folders, and we sent them to every single casting director in Los Angeles, and nobody called us, except the Gilmore Girls. And just me, not the other guys. So sorry, guys. And that was magical. It was absolutely magical that I even got an audition. It was so amazing to me. So I did what any responsible 20-year-old kid would do. The night before, I got completely drunk on Captain Morgan's. I got so incredibly drunk. I don't know why, but I did, because that's what you do when you're 20. And the next morning was my audition, and I slept in, and I was gonna miss my audition. I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I have to be there in 5 minutes. And I lived on the west side of LA and the audition was in Burbank. And if you're not from LA, it might as well be Kentucky. It was so, so far of a drive. And it was like cutting through traffic and I was gonna get there in time. And I get there and I didn't realize it was on the lot. It was on the WB lot. So you had to like park in a structure and then go through security and get a pass. And I was like an hour and a half late for my audition. And I get there and there's this big, like one of those office buildings there. And I walk in and I'm walking into the audition and all these guys that look a lot like me are walking past me. And they're I had a big afro back then. Guys that look like they're affiliated with bands of some kind. There's like the guy that looks like he's in Korn and the guy that looks like he's in Pearl Jam and like those type of guys. I walk in and there's a casting director standing there. He's like, all right, guys, we've filled the role so you guys can all go home. And I just walk past her. I was like, I'm going to pretend that has nothing to do with me. And I walk into the office and I'm like, hey, I'm here to audition. And she's like, we have already cast the part, so you can go home. We don't need you. I was like, oh, okay, great. Thanks. And I was actually a little relieved because I didn't have to go in and lie to these people that I belonged there because I knew that I didn't. And I'm walking out of the building and the casting director comes after me and taps me on the shoulder and goes, you know what? Come back in. All the producers and the writers, they're in there. You can go in and meet them. And if they like you, we'll bring you back for another role. The role's been cast. You're not going to get anything. So just come back in. I was like, great. I walk into the office And the outside office, there's a kid sitting on a sofa who has obviously gotten the part. He looked like Kurt Cobain, so his was Nirvana affiliation. And he looks at me and gives me a really dirty look like, oh my God, you better not be stealing my part. And they bring me into the room, and I go in, and the producers and writers are all so sweet, and I do the two lines. I think my lines, I don't remember, but they were like, yeah! And then the other line was, let's fry the turkey! Those were the two lines. And apparently I did it very well. They loved me. They were like, oh, so great. Thank you so much for coming in. But we cast the part, so thanks. And so I walk out. I walk out, walk past the guy on the couch. He looks at me, relieved. I walk out of the building, into the parking lot. Casting director runs back after me again, taps me on the shoulder. It's like, you know what? Come back in. So I walk back in, past the guy on the couch, and he gives me an even dirtier look. Just so angry. I walk in, and they're like, look, we really like you, so we're just going to write a role for you on the show. We're going to give you two lines. We're also going to cast the guy outside, so we're just going to create a new part for you. What do you want the name of your part to be? And I'm like, Morgan, because last night I got drunk on Captain Morgan's. And that's what they named my character. And as I'm leaving, they say, and you're SAG, right? And I was like, yeah, of course. I was not in SAG. I had never done anything, so I couldn't be in the guild. But I lied because, what, am I not going to take the part? What choice do I have? So I lied to their face. So we shoot the episode like 2 days later. It was incredible. I was like on a set, and it was like the WB lot. So you see all these sets from movies that you've seen your whole lives, and it's so huge. And we're shooting all day. I'm in the background of stuff. And we do my lines. And then it hits lunchtime, and I'm thinking, man, I have fooled these people. I tricked them into casting me. So guess what? I know I'll never be here again. So I have to go run around everywhere I can on the WB lot. So I snuck into every major television show that was being filmed on that lot at that time. So I snuck onto the ER set, and I was like walking through the emergency room and like playing with the medical beds. It was really like a hospital, by the way. This was super impressive. I snuck onto the Friends set, and they were all up there reading their lines and blocking, and I was just sat in the back watching a blocking rehearsal with the Friends. And there was a little person there because there was a part played by a kid, but they had to have it be read by a little person because kids can't work all the time. It's a little Hollywood magic for you. And then I snuck onto the West Wing set. And I'm in the Oval Office, and it looks like the Oval Office. It's incredible. And this guy comes out of nowhere who I don't know worked for security at WB or was playing the part of a Secret Service agent. But he was like, hey, man, I need to see your ID. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's right here. And I like ran away. And I run through a door, and I go outside of the stage, and I close the door. And Martin Sheen is standing there in a presidential bathrobe. Smoking a cigarette, and he's like, hey, do you have a light? And I was like, no, I don't, Martin Sheen. And I ran away. And the whole day was magical. It was one of those magical moments I'm talking about. It was magical that we shot for 22 hours for a day of the Gilmore Girls, and everybody was so nice, and I got to work with all these great people. And then like 2 months later, I got a call from casting, and they said, hey, Matt, you said you were in SAG, right? I was like, yeah, I am, right? Right? I'm in SAG, right? They're like, no, you're not. You lied to us. But you're in so many shots, so we're just going to have to pay the penalty. Welcome to the union. I was like, awesome. So now it's 12 years later, and so many things have happened, and things have been up and down and crazy. And now I work 100 yards from the building where I told that lie. I do a sitcom called Mom on CBS at the Warner Brothers lot, and my room is just, I can see the place where I lied for the first time. And now I know that I'm not lying, that I do belong here, and I made the right choice. Thanks.